Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake people. Fake news. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local now for a Friday. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. It's the day that we work all week for. It's the best day of the week.
Oh man, what day is it? It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
Oh, come on. You know better.
Thank God.
Day we celebrate every week. It's called Friday. I just love it. Thank you so much. Today is the March for Life festivities in our nation's capital. I have not yet seen a crowd size yet, but this is a big deal. President's going to speak in just a couple of minutes. When he does take to the microphone, we will switch live to our nation's capital. In the meantime, the Democrats are getting ready in about, 52 minutes to take back to the floor of the United States Senate. And, I know. Now, let's give them their just due. The Democrats have done this the last couple of days. Today will be the last day of Democrats making their case. Okay. And there will be a Republican response. Whether they'll use all their time, I don't think they will, honestly. But Ari Melber of MSNBC, let's go to cut one. Last night broke down the case made by the Democrats over the last two or three days.
President Donald Trump's impeachment trial continuing as Democrats present their second day of arguments on abuse of presidential power. The Democrats holding the floor and all the TV time, leading to reports of huge frustration on Donald Trump's part. The president breaking his all-time record for tweets in a single day, a clear sign that his views are boiling over as you watch scenes like this. Democrats hammering Trump's team for ignoring the substance of the allegations.
You will hear that this all comes down to a phone call that was perfect, as if you had not just seen evidence of a months-long government-wide effort to extort a foreign government. But you will not hear a refutation of the evidence. You will not hear testimony to refute the testimony you have seen. Indeed, if the president had any exculpatory witnesses, even a single one, he would be demanding their appearance here.
And the House managers arguing with their exhibits, just like you'd see in an actual trial, and basically showing the jurors the exhibits are also doing the talking, like charts recounting how every single move in the Ukraine plot was for Donald Trump's personal benefit, an attempt to shred his claims that the concern was actually stopping domestic corruption in Ukraine.
President Trump has placed his own personal political interests first.
President Trump wanted to hurt Vice President Biden's candidacy and help himself politically.
He was doing it because it helped him. For that, he would sacrifice our ally and our own security.
And as millions of Americans are catching part of these arguments, we know that from new data. It is taking up dozens of hours across all the news channel, and Democrats are using these three straight days to offer something of a prebuttal to some of the TV lawyers that President Trump will be sending over to the Senate floor next.
Alan Dershowitz in 1998. Back then, here is what he had to say about impeachment for abuse of power.
If you have somebody who completely corrupts the office of president, you don't need a technical crime.
In Attorney General Barr's view, as expressed about 18 months ago, the president is answerable for any abuses of discretion. He can be impeached. That's the safeguard.
Now, those are legal arguments about what the Constitution says is impeachable. There is still the factual debate about what exactly Donald Trump did and how bad it was, and does it meet the standard for the first time in history? Do the facts support forcibly removing a president? Now, one of the best substantive arguments that Trump allies can make in this Senate trial is that even if this Ukraine plot was troubling, even if it should be stopped by a co-equal branch of government, an aborted attempt over a few months of clumsy foreign policy may not meet that very high bar for removal. That would be a sensible argument to consider, but let's be clear. We can see it is not the main argument that we're hearing. Instead, as these days have grinded on, as the evidence has come out, as the senators have started talking openly about what they think of this evidence against the sitting president, there are senators defending Trump leaning into something else, something that conflicts with their actual job right there in black and white, the constitutional responsibility to try all impeachments. But now you have some Republican senators arguing that this whole thing has just become boring.
Now just go away.
By the way, they're right. This thing has been like watching paint dry, and the American people, I think, are going to reject it. We'll find out. You know, look for polling early next week from the Democrat, testimony, and even after, and if maybe a day or two of the Republicans. But there's not much for the Republicans to say other than this is a crock and let's get it over with. And the only people that'll be happy about that will be members of the United States Senate who are having to sit through this thing day and night. We're going to take a quick break. Mike Pence speaking to the March for Life crowd in our nation's capital that may portend that the president is next. If so, we'll take you there live. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to KevinWallRadio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's KevinWallRadio.com.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Kevin Wall for giving the world the wake-up call it so badly needs.
If you heard my friends, then you heard my bride. I gotta be a man, I can't let it slide. I am a real American, fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American, fight for what's right, fight for your life.
So good to have you with us. It is Friday. The president is in Washington, D.C. for the March for Life rally, and he's going to be speaking to that crowd on what looks to be a brisk Friday morning, Friday afternoon. And the crowd is all bundled up, so that's they're dressed for the event. Meanwhile, down the street, so to speak, they're getting ready in about 40 minutes, to begin the final day of Democrat testimony. The Democrats making their case. They have another 7 hours, 49 minutes, I believe. So the good thing is we're not going to be doing this at midnight. That is a good thing. But one of the things I found interesting is a member of the House came up with something new and different that I think at least merits us talking about. And that is the idea of Alexander Vindman and others should be removed from office. I mean, Alexander Vindman is still working at the White House. What the hell is he doing there? How is he interacting with his coworkers? Anyway, this was Devin Nunes, a Republican from California, member of the House, ranking member of the Intelligence Committee. And his idea, he took it to Tucker Carlson. And Tucker Carlson, I think, liked it. Here it is.
Well, there's a lot of problems with the National Security Council, and the Trump administration is trying to get it under control. The new National Security Advisor is doing what the previous National Security Advisors under Trump didn't do, and that is to try to reduce the size and scope. So there's hundreds and hundreds of people over at the National Security Council, which, look, I've never been on the National Security Council, but if you go back 20, 30 years ago during the Reagan days, I'm told that, you know, you had a couple dozen people, maybe three, maybe four dozen people total that were on the National Security Council. Obama put hundreds. And from all this, don't forget, you also had people that were on the national security staff that went over to Adam Schiff's staff, okay, that knew the whistleblower. Vindman, the guy, you know, he served his country. That's great. He wants to be called lieutenant colonel. That's fine. His brother's also there as a lawyer. So all of these people colluded and coordinated with the whistleblower. They coordinated with Adam Schiff's staff. So, you know, really what you had there is you had a den of thieves there at the National Security Council. And look, I have said this over and over and over again. I said this to McMaster. I said it to Bolton. And I've said it to the new National Security Advisor O'Brien, that they just need to get all those people out of there. Like, if you were there and worked for Obama and you were a holdover, just, you know, get a used building somewhere on the other side of the Potomac. Just get them out of there. They have done so much damage to this presidency. I couldn't agree with you more.
Well, I mean, why not just say Mr. Vindman and your lawyer brother, take a hike? I mean, they're not in control of the government. It's not their government. No one elected Mr. Vindman to anything or his lawyer brother or any of these people. The government exists for our benefit, and it's not working. And so why is it so hard to do that? I honestly don't understand. Having spent my life here, I don't understand that.
I have no idea. That's why I think I gave them very good advice, which is there's plenty of empty buildings. Just say, look, thank you for your service. Just get off the premises, because they've done nothing but spy on them.
Right. Well, and that's
maybe he will at some point.
Yeah, I'm sorry to vent to you. I know it's as frustrating from your vantage as it is for ours, but I mean, it's a, you know,
it is very much
still on your staff.
And look, I also think Tucker, there's more going on here. I listened to your opening monologue and your discussion with Kim Strassel. What's happening today in the Senate floor in the last 3 days and the last 3 months and previously in the House of Representatives? This makes Joseph McCarthy, the former senator in the 1950s,
sure,
look like nothing. It looks like nothing. Remember, this is a man who has accused, Adam Schiff has accused, and Pelosi, the leaders of the Democratic Party, have accused me of being a Russian asset, Tulsi Gabbard, a Democratic candidate, of being a Russian asset, the Senate Majority Leader of being a Russian asset, yeah, Donald Trump of being a Russian asset. I think he even accused you of being a Russian asset.
The irony is this city is brimming with agents of foreign governments, and they're influencing policy. It's just not Russia. It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. That is the best way of approaching this. Now, I want you to hear Chuck Schumer. We did not bring you his news conference today because it's repetitive and it's the same old, same old. But I want you to hear from Chuck Schumer. He was on with Jake Tapper. And that, you know, the thought is that, well, we can't do witnesses because it would make the senators work longer hours. And that it would take longer to be able to get these witnesses before the impeachment trial, and we'd be talking about this 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 5 months from now. But Chuck Schumer says, you know, don't worry about the long hours. Senators can work longer hours in order to get a fair trial. Listen to Chuck Schumer.
Wolf, that's sort of they're blaming themselves. We asked to do witnesses. We asked to do documents at the very beginning of the trial. And what did Mitch McConnell tell all the Republicans? Let's hear all the arguments first, what we're hearing today and tomorrow, and then we'll decide on witnesses. We wanted to do them first. But let me say, if the trial has to go on a little bit longer, and it wouldn't be weeks and weeks and weeks, to have a fair trial, to have witnesses and documents is of paramount importance. And these senators can work a little longer. They can work a bit longer hours. They can work on weekends. This is one of the most serious responsibilities the Constitution has given us, and to not have a fair trial, to have no evidence of the people who actually saw what happened because the president is blocking it and McConnell is blocking it, is wrong. Now, I am hopeful, given what we've been seeing over the last few days, the powerful arguments of the House managers, that we'll get four Republicans who will join us for witnesses and documents. But it is outrageous and so hypocritical for them to blame us about dragging it on when we wanted to do it immediately and they voted no.
Well, the basic argument, Senator, is coming from White House officials who are saying that the idea is that even if you have the votes next week to subpoena more documents and subpoena more witnesses, the White House is claiming, and President Trump has said in public, he's going to invoke executive privilege on everything. Well, and so the same delay that the House avoided by just going right to impeachment instead of fighting those battles in court, that they are going to make those battles be on your turf in the Senate and then extend it.
The White House can't talk out of both sides of their mouth. They can't say, we're going to block them, but it'll take too long, and so don't do them. There's two simple answers. First simple answer, White House, don't block them. Stand for a fair trial. If you have nothing to hide, if you're so sure what everything the president did was right, then you shouldn't be afraid of witnesses and documents. Don't block them, and we could do it in a week. And second, I will say this. If it is subpoenaed, if four brave Republicans come and join us, that means it's a bipartisan subpoena in the Senate, which is different than the House in terms of the constitutional mandate to get the documents, and it's signed, the subpoena, by the Chief Justice, I think it'll whip through the courts very, very quickly, much different than the House situation.
There you have it, Chuck Schumer. The president has taken the stage. I'm trying to think of what we want to do. Do we want to go to the president now, just briefly, or do we want to roll through the bottom of the hour break? We could do that. We could catch the break later. We'll let our executive producer...
Let's float the break so everybody knows. We will get to news and the bottom of the hour things as soon as we hear some... Actually, let's get the break now.
Let's go to the break now. Okay, tell you what
let's do.
We'll take a break and we'll come back to the President of the United States at the March for Life rally in our nation's capital as we continue live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Taco Time's awesome sauce burrito is just $1.99. It's totally sawsome.
See what I did there?
Made with real food, real fast. We load it with seasoned ground beef, refried beans, rich and creamy cheese sauce, and our world-famous Mexi fries. Time to customize. Pick your sauce, boss. Choose original, green, or blazing five alarm. Whatever your style, grab your awesome sauce burrito and go the extra mile for just $1.99. Only at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As many as 500,000 people are expected to take part in the 47th annual anti-abortion March for Life in Washington shortly. President Trump will be there as well. Here's correspondent John Clemens.
Besides the massive turnout in Washington, similar events are occurring in every state across the country. The March for Life is held every year near the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, the 1973 Supreme Court decision that legalized abortion. President Donald Trump's address will be historic as he becomes the first U.S. president to directly address the March for Life.
Police in Houston now say at least two people were killed in a massive explosion at a Houston business this morning. They say a criminal investigation's begun, though they stress there's been no evidence that it was a terrorist attack or a deliberate act, but they're covering all their bases. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Chris Great to have you with us. It is Friday. It is Live and Local Now. The president speaking at the March for Life rally in our nation's capital. Let's go there live on Live and Local Now. Here it is.
Thank you, fellas. And Representatives Steve Scalise, Chris Smith, Ralph Abraham, Warren Davidson, Bob Latta, John Joyce, Lloyd Smucker, Brian Fitzpatrick, and Brad Winstrup. Thank you all. And I have to say, and I look at it, I see it exactly, we have many, many more politicians in the audience, but if you don't mind, I won't introduce them all. All of us here today understand an eternal truth. Every child is a precious and sacred gift from God. Together, we must protect, cherish, and defend the dignity and the sanctity of every human life. When we see the image of a baby in the womb, we glimpse the majesty of God's creation. When we hold a newborn in our arms, we know the endless love that each child brings to a family. When we watch a child grow, we see the splendor that radiates from each human soul. One life changes the world. From my family, and I can tell you, I send love, and I send great, great love. And from the first day in office, I've taken a historic action to support America's families and to protect the unborn. And during my first week in office, I reinstated and expanded the Mexico City policy, and we issued a landmark pro-life rule to govern the use of Title X taxpayer funding. I notified Congress that I would veto any legislation that weakens pro-life policies or that encourages the destruction of human life. At the United Nations, I made clear that global bureaucrats have no business attacking the sovereignty of nations that protect innocent life. Unborn children have never had a stronger defender in the White House. And as the Bible tells us, each person is wonderfully made. We have taken decisive action to protect the religious liberty. So important, religious liberty has been under attack all over the world and, frankly, very strongly attacked in our nation. You see it better than anyone, but we are stopping it. And we're taking care of doctors, nurses, teachers, and groups like the Little Sisters of the Poor. We are preserving faith-based adoption. And to uphold our founding documents, we have confirmed 187 federal judges who apply the Constitution as written, including two phenomenal Supreme Court justices, Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh. We are protecting pro-life students' right to free speech on college campuses. And if universities want federal taxpayer dollars, then they must uphold your First Amendment right to speak your mind. And if they don't, they pay a very big financial penalty, which they will not be willing to pay. Sadly, the far left is actively working to erase our God-given rights, shut down faith-based charities, ban religious believers from the public square, and silence Americans who believe in the sanctity of life. They are coming after me because I am fighting for you, and we are fighting for those who have no voice, and we will win because we know how to win. We all know how to win. We all know how to win. You've been winning for a long time. You've been winning for a long time. Together, we are the voice for the voiceless. When it comes to abortion, Democrats, and you know this, you've seen what's happened, Democrats have embraced the most radical and extreme positions taken and seen in this country for years and decades, and you could even say for centuries. Nearly every top Democrat in Congress now supports taxpayer-funded abortion all the way up until the moment of birth. Last year, lawmakers in New York cheered with delight upon the passage of legislation that would allow a baby to be ripped from the mother's womb right up until delivery. Then we had the case of the Democrat governor in the state of Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia. And we love the Commonwealth of Virginia, but what is going on in Virginia? What is going on? The governor stated that he would execute a baby after birth. You remember that. Senate Democrats even blocked legislation that would give medical care to babies who survive attempted abortions. And that's why I've called on Congress, two of our great senators here, so many of our congressmen here, and called upon them to defend the dignity of life and to pass legislation prohibiting late-term abortion of children who can feel pain in their mother's womb. This year, the March for Life is celebrating the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, which forever enshrined women's rights to vote in the United States and given by the United States Constitution. Such a big event. Today, millions of extraordinary women across America are using the power of their votes to fight for the right and all of their rights as given in the Declaration of Independence. It's the right to life. To all the women here today, your devotion and your leadership uplifts our entire nation, and we thank you for that. The tens of thousands of Americans gathered today not only stand for life, it's really here that they stand for it so proudly together, and I want to thank everybody for that. You stand for life. Each and every day, you provide housing, education, jobs, and medical care to the women that you serve. You find loving families for children in need of a forever home. You host baby showers for expecting moms. You just make it your life's mission to help spread God's grace. And to all of the moms here today, we celebrate you and we declare that mothers are heroes. Your strength, devotion, and drive is what powers our nation. And because of you, our country has been blessed with amazing souls who have changed the course of human history. We cannot know what our citizens yet unborn will achieve, the dreams they will imagine, the masterpieces they will create, the discoveries they will make. But we know this: every life brings love into this world. Every child brings joy to a family. Every person is worth protecting. And above all, we know that every human soul is divine and every human life, born and unborn, is made in the holy image of Almighty God. Together, we will defend this truth all across our magnificent land. We will set free the dreams of our people. And with determined hope, we look forward to all of the blessings that will come from the beauty, talent, purpose, nobility, and grace of every American child. I want to thank you. This is a very special moment. It's so great to represent you. I love you all. And I say with true passion, thank you, God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you all. Thank you.
There you have it. The President of the United States, he was the first American president to ever attend the March for Life rally in our nation's capital. And some pretty moving stuff. This is a guy that, even though he is under fire in the United States Senate, even though there's an impeachment trial getting ready to resume in about 20 minutes from now, he is out there defending the lives of the unborn.
Good God, he is fabulous.
And indeed he is. Meanwhile, the business of impeachment rolls on. One of the jurors is Elizabeth Warren, and she was on with Dana Bash. Did you see this with Dana Bash? And a week from now, we'll be going nuts. Yeah, that's that's the Chiefs. They're in the Super Bowl. This is so exciting. Anyway, Elizabeth Warren, who, by the way, is not, you know, is like what, 1% or 0.0.0111. She is not Native American. I'm more Native American than she is. Is that okay? But anyway, Elizabeth Warren spoke with Dana Bash and said the corruption of Donald Trump and this entire Trump administration. Listen to this.
Presentations are just overwhelming. I mean, it really just walks us through step by step by step the corruption of Donald Trump and this entire Trump administration. A whole notion that government is there just to serve the personal interests of the President of the United States and his buddies. It's really appalling.
So as part of that presentation earlier today, we heard a lot of talk about Joe Biden.
Yes, we did.
And specifically House Democrats arguing that the reason the president abused his power and asked Ukraine to investigate Biden is because Joe Biden was doing well in the polls, and the polls showed that Biden would beat Donald Trump. Are you worried about that, since that's a key argument that Joe Biden is making out on the campaign trail, that he's the guy who can beat Donald Trump?
No, I don't think of this in terms of the politics. I think of it in terms of, I think the way this argument was framed was to say that so long as Donald Trump didn't see Joe Biden in the presidential race, then he didn't care about an investigation in Ukraine. In other words, he was not interested in corruption for its own sake, whatever kind of corruption might be going on in Ukraine. But the minute Joe Biden appeared to pose some kind of political threat, then all of a sudden Donald Trump is in it, and he's deploying Rudy Giuliani, and he's deploying his bought and paid for ambassador, and he's trying to pull all the levers of power to get this country, Ukraine, that depends deeply on the United States for assistance, to bend to his will for his own political favor. And that's why I say it's corruption. The word just over and over and over is in the testimony, but it's the overall structure.
And I understand that you're saying it's not about politics, but and you are doing your constitutional duty, as are the other senators running for president. But what's it like to sit there and listen to the Democrats talk about Joe Biden so much as part of this impeachment trial? Is there a little bit of frustration or?
No. No, you don't look. It is my responsibility to be here, but I know what's going on right now back in Iowa. And that is that this grassroots movement that I've spent over a year building is active. And so people have really said, if you've got to be pinned down in Washington for the impeachment, and that's where you should be, then we're just going to redouble our efforts.
That's Elizabeth Warren last night on Fox News Channel with Dana Bash. And I'll just say, I don't know if she'll be the standard bearer for the Democrat Party. But I'm just going to tell you, I pray that she is, because she will be immensely beatable. Trust me. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family. That's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out. You can check it out on your smartphone right now. LibertyHealthShare.org/KevinWall. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is Live and Local Now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley, on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I really want to care. I want to feel something. Let me dig a little deeper.
No, sorry. Nothing.
You know, I'd like you to hear more of this. This is Joe Jesus from my Give a Damn's Blessing.
You can say you've got issues. You can say you're a victim. It's all your parents' fault. I mean, after all, you didn't pick them. Maybe somebody else has got time to listen. My Give a Damn's Busted.
I love that. I absolutely love that song. One of these days, I'm going to play the whole thing. But, I mean, the lyrics are just great. And Joe Messina, makes a mouthful of it.
It's so appropriate for this day.
I know. I absolutely love it. This is the final day of the Democrats making their case. Tomorrow it'll be the Republicans' turn. They'll be off on Sunday, and then they'll come back, I assume, on Monday. Jim Jordan. If you don't know who Jim Jordan is, he's the congressman from Ohio, former member of the House Oversight Committee, the Judiciary Committee, and was on with Laura Ingraham last night, breaking down the talking points of the Dems and how they make no sense at all. Here it is.
Their whole case is presumptions, assumptions, and hearsay. They don't have the facts. They make things up. But frankly, it shouldn't surprise us. Remember, Adam Schiff is the guy who told us for 2 years, I have more than circumstantial evidence President Trump worked with the Russians to influence the election. That wasn't true. Adam Schiff's the guy who told us that the Nunes memo wasn't accurate. That turned out to be false. We had Mr. Horowitz's report last month. Adam Schiff said the FISA process was just fine. Mr. Horowitz told us they lied to the FISA court 17 times. Adam Schiff said we're going to hear from the whistleblower, and we have not spoken. Our staff has not spoken with the whistleblower. Both of those things were wrong. Both of those statements were wrong. So it shouldn't surprise us. Some of the things he and Nadler and his team are now asserting. The facts are solidly on the president's side. The constitutional principles are on the president's side. And the unfair process is another great argument that White House can make, because what they did in the House was very unfair to the president.
One of the things that they alleged today was that the president doesn't really care about corruption in other countries. He doesn't care about it. Watch.
The fact that the president only wanted a public announcement and not the investigations to actually be conducted demonstrates that his desire for investigations was simply and solely to boost his reelection efforts.
Okay. This is what the president said in 2016 when he was running for president about foreign aid.
My foreign policy will always put the interests of the American people and American security above all else. I will also be prepared to deploy America's economic resources, financial leverage, and sanctions can be very, very persuasive.
This has been his entire argument. Look at NATO's now. The NATO Secretary General today said, guess what? NATO nations are starting to pay fines.
Yes. He ran on this. The American people elected him to do this. He's always been skeptical of foreign aid. We got a colleague who has a great line. He says, we don't have to pay people to hate us. They'll probably do it for free. So President Trump says, look, I'm not a big fan of this. We're gonna use it where we need to. But I want other European allies to share in the burden. And oh, by the way, Ukraine, Ernst & Young said, was one of the three most corrupt countries on the planet. You got a new guy who was a television personality who wins election in an overwhelming majority running on corruption. And the president simply said, let's check him out. Let's see if he's the real deal. Let's see if he's genuine. And he, after 55 days, he became convinced that Zelensky, I think he is the real deal. I think he's a genuine reformer. Mm-hmm. And the aid was released.
Jim Jordan, congressman from Ohio, So, hey, give the Democrats one more day. I believe it's 7 hours, 49 minutes is what they have left. and then they'll be done. Then it'll be the Republicans' turn for 3 days, 24 hours. You know, like it or not. Are we going to be able to go back to, no? Okay. Steve Scalise, the minority whip, is speaking to the crowd right now at the March for Life. I am so glad, though, the president got to do this. I really honestly am. I'm just so overjoyed that the president, while even in the midst of the impeachment fight, took time out of his schedule. I tell you what, let's take you to Steve Scalise at the March for Life rally. Here it is.
Now it takes 218 signatures to get this bill to the floor. Do you know when we filed that discharge petition, it set a record for the most signatures on the first day of a discharge in the history of Congress with over 190 signatures. Now this should be a bipartisan issue. This should be an easy bill to get to the floor. But every Republican now has signed that discharge. We have three Democrats, so we're at 204 signatures. We only have 14 to go. There are a lot of people out there who ran for office saying they would be pro-life. You are not pro-life if you don't sign the discharge petition. So I've got something I want to ask each and every one of you to do. When you leave here, please call your member of Congress. And you can see where they are, by the way. You can go to our website at republicanwhip.gov. Go to the website and you can see if your member of Congress has signed the discharge petition. If they're on it, please call and thank them. But if they're not on that discharge petition, ask them why they're not, but most importantly, encourage them to sign that discharge petition. We need a vote on the House floor. We will pass that bill if it comes up on the House floor. Now let me ask this, do you support the Born Alive Act? Should we protect babies who are born alive outside the womb? Are we going to let Nancy Pelosi stop us from getting a vote on this bill? Let them hear it on the Hill. So go to the website, republicanwhip.gov. Look up your member of Congress. You can get directly engaged in this. It will make a difference. If we get 218, it won't just pass with 218. This bill will get over 300 votes. But there are a lot of members of Congress hiding behind.
There you have it. Steve Scalise. The Born Alive Bill. Check it out. Coming up, big changes on the Las Vegas Strip. Two major properties being sold recently. What does it mean for the future of gaming and the Strip? Howard Stutz will join us. Howard Stutz from CDC Gaming Reports. We'll get to that and more coming up, live and local, now.